Rolling Stones on BBC Radio Orchard. Just gone 8 minutes past two this Monday afternoon. Now, politics is never far from our news feeds. And the Fabian Society, which was founded in 1884, is Britain's oldest political think tank. And the first Oxford branch opened in 1895. And the current society has just got funding to look into the first century of Fabianism in Oxford from the Oxfordshire Local History Association. And delighted to have Rosemary Preston from the Oxford Fabian Society, and Tommy Hadland is chairman of the OLHA. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon.
Good Hello. Afternoon. Now, Rosemary, could you just tell us what the Fabian Society is and what it does?
I think before I say what it is, can I give a historical moment?
Oh, please.
So it as Lily said, it founded in 1884, but this was right in the middle of a sort of boom of movements towards socialism that developed through the 19th century and particularly at the end. It was 9 years before an independent Labour Party was created, 16 years before the Labour Party was created. The Fabians joined with the unions to found the Labour Party and remains part of it. Prominent people were Shaw, Bernard Shaw, the Webbs, Beatrice and Sidney, among others. The purpose was to promote socialism, but through using a particular method and stance. It's vaunted as a pluralist movement, not tied to any. You don't have to belong to any political party. It's closely interacts with part of the Labour Party, but it's above all a space for open debate, facilitated by its own easy-read publications and discussion forums. It doesn't take formal stances on issues or have specific policies. The publications and pamphlets, many, identify priorities for social action, but they are the responsibility of their authors. The commitment is to radical social justice and progress through gradual reformism and democracy. Since 1984, the Fabian Society has sought to keep itself at the forefront of political thinking and public policy on the left without itself being a party. It's repeatedly, as Lily has just said, repeatedly said to be the oldest think tank in the UK, if not the world.
I think for me, Rosemary, this is a wonderful history, and we'll talk a bit more about the research that you're going to do to look into the first 100 years of it. But for me, I want to know a bit about you. So you are part of the current society, which started in 2014. So why did you want to join? What do you get out of being part of the Oxford Fabian Society, Rosemary?
Well, I partly went into it to discover actually what it was,
okay,
and how it worked. I was always intrigued by this word, Fabian. What does it mean? And it's a bit of a funny story. There was a Roman general called Fabianus.
Oh, yes.
And he's well known, theoretically, for having been the person that countered with his legions Hannibal in the Alps. And he got to be known for his delaying tactics that led to the Roman victory, because he refused to decide the stance to take until he was sure it would be successful.
Ah.
So Hannibal crossed the Alps and he met Fabianus, okay? And the Fabians took the name because they wanted to use gradualist methods, discussions, not rigid rules, to achieve their social reform agenda, coining this name.
Oh, I see. Tony, it's intriguing, isn't it, this society?
It certainly is, and this whole idea of not rushing into things, I have a lot of empathy with that. I remember when I was studying architecture in this city many, many years ago in the 1960s, and our tutors told us we should maintain a fluidity of ideas.
Oh, yes. Know, yeah. Yeah. And how often do you meet, Rosemary, and what sort of things do you discuss?
I think, by and large, I think the aim is to meet
Good.
Every
I'm
month.
No, okay.
The aim is to meet every month.
Yes.
It's more or less every 6 weeks or 2 months. But
yes,
that's fine. And various things happen at these meetings. They're more and less formal. Sometimes we have a seriously distinguished speaker, a parliamentarian, an academic who's done a lot of work on all of these issues. We can fill large rooms in the university round the corner. And that is great. Otherwise, we meet in small rooms in colleges. We don't want to pay very much. And even in private homes. Frequently, it's suggested, some readings around a theme are suggested.
Oh, homework.
So you do the homework, mm-hmm. and the discussions are really interesting. The members, there are about 150 members in Oxford. You usually get between 20 and 30 people at the meetings, which is not bad. And what is very nice is it's comfortable discussion. There's no party pre-positioning. And you exchange views on whatever the topic is. So it could be changing structure of work, which is highly relevant.
Yes.
The changing conditions of pay. What's happening to do with something over Europe.
Yes.
It could be any of those things. But they're really quite delightful to spend a couple of hours of an evening periodically doing that.
How fantastic. Now, Rosemary, tell us about this research that you approached the Oxfordshire Local History Association with
okay.
a proposition.
Well, we have to say thank you to them. We're not even talking about four figures, but it's three figures that make a nice contribution to get the thing off the ground. Effectively, the principles of the method of Fabianism is you work in participation with other people.
Oh, well, perfect.
And this is already demonstrating that. I'm not talking just institutionally, but I'm talking about members. So there are half a dozen of us that so far have started doing different bits of job in this spirit. Okay. So what the aim of it is, it's to try and discover new aspects of the history of Fabianism, but at community levels. There's a bit of a bias in UK thinking that Fabianism's all about London and big offices and so forth. But there are some 70-odd Fabian associations up and down the country.
Ah.
I don't know how big they are, don't know how often they meet, don't know how viable they are, but that's quite a significant amount. On top of that, there are a load of international Fabian societies also with affiliations. And some of those were created within a year of the Fabian Society being created.
Oh, wow.
So in Oxford, the aim of the project is to look at aspects of Fabianism revealed at the community level and in wider local political work by successive groups, because it's functioned over about five different periods in the 20th century. Then to look at what this implies for better understanding of how social democracy should work, and more general political ideas beyond the city, the capital's intelligentsia. Most histories so far have London as their focus. They come up with London-generated and London-orientated policies. So the intention is to examine what local Fabian societies have done over the 100 years and any influence they may have had upwards on centralised politics. Then to use the information to articulate political responses to current local and regional concerns.
Brilliant. Well, we will find out how you intend to do that, what archives you're going to be delving in, talk to Tony as well after Gordon Lightfoot. And if you could read my mind on BBC Radio Oxford. If I could read your mind. Gordon Lightfoot on BBC Radio Oxford, 20 past two. Now, the Fabian Society is the oldest political think tank in Britain, perhaps the world. And their Oxford branch are busy looking back over their first 100 years. Tony Hadlin is chairman of the Oxfordshire Local History Association, who have part funded this research. Tony, is it unusual for the Oxfordshire Local History Society to fund projects like this?
It used to be, but it's something which we've started in the last couple of years. We realised that although we don't have a lot of money, we have a little bit, and by using it as sort of the yeast in the dough, if you like, it can help to get something off the ground, or something which wouldn't take off otherwise can do if we can inject a little bit into it. And so we've been inviting applications from various history groups and associations for the last year or two, and some of the examples of where we've been able able to help exploring Abingdon's past, for example, 50th anniversary exhibition for the Abingdon Area Archaeological and Historical Society. Then we helped the Oxfordshire Health Archives purchase a document which relates to the history of the governors of the Radcliffe Infirmary. We've been helping the African Caribbean Cultural Heritage Initiative with their Windrush Generation Next Generation project. Then there's British Historic Towns Atlas. There's a volume coming up which deals with Oxford, and so we've put some money in the direction of the Historic Towns Trust. Then at a more local level, Tackley Local History Group, we've helped them create a new exhibition space in Tackley Parish Church. So lots of different projects like that. They all get looked at for their merits. We're generally looking for something that's going to have a lasting benefit, like, for example, the memorial to airmen killed at Port Meadow, you may have seen on the local television covered by this station. We were one of the contributors to that memorial as well.
And I think, as you know, this is going to be where you can help as well, and Rosemary, I'm sure, will agree. It's sort of opening various doors to different archives, because the Western Library is going to be involved and looked into in terms of the Fabian Society's research. So it's those sorts of things as well, isn't it?
Yes, and it's particularly the local dimension as well, as Rosemary was saying. When one tends to think, you know, anyone who's had a bit of a, maybe at A-level or something, has done history, then there's something in the back of the mind about the Webs and sort of Edwardian era and North London and this sort of image, and a national level. But it's the fact that Oxford is so important in the history of this organisation that we like to focus and highlight.
Yes, and Rosemary, I mean, this is no mean feat, because we were just discussing when Gordon Lightfoot was singing away that these are pieces of paper. You've even combed through minutes for a decade and noted, you know, somebody. You have to have prior knowledge to know who to look out for. You can't just do Control F and search for Oxford.
It's certainly not computerised.
No.
I sat there with my phone and took half-page photographs to take them away to read somewhere else.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, this is very exciting. This is just the beginning. I mentioned the Western that you're going to look into. There's lots of other archives, and you hope to talk to former members as well.
We're certainly going to, yes, we certainly know names jump out, and we've certainly got a list of about 10 at the moment for going back to about 1960s. There may be a few older than that, because we've just discovered another cohort where there was a Fabian Society just before that. So I think that we'll get one or two really old, older than me people. And that, you know, that will be quite interesting. And there will presumably be some backup. I mean, we know that there are archives in Oxford at Nuffield. There's a big J.D. Cole archive in Nuffield College. We've been to the Oxford History Centre, and we know there's a lot of stuff in the Western. So that's going to be quite a lot. And a couple of people were at the LSE last week, pouring through there. And you'll remember the Fabian Society founded the LSE in 1895. Wow. So that's 1 year after it was created.
Yes. How exciting. How exciting. So, Rosemary, I guess one of my last questions is, I know this is going to take some time.
Oh, dear.
But are you going to be sort of putting things out there as and when you find them, and where can we look to see your results?
Well, the plan is to, we've got some clear intended outcomes in the form of publications, something for the local history journal, something for the Fabian Review, which are short readable pieces and they come out monthly, contributions to the local history section of the Fabian Society's website, so that will be available, and they're developing the local society's section of it. Then the outcomes of oral histories that we will have done by the end of the project period. Otherwise, we're hoping that the Fabian Society will get some new knowledge about how to operate at a local level and have it recognised, and feeding that the processes of feeding it in more centrally and even internationally.
Well, I mean, this couldn't be more pertinent, I don't think. And looking back, you know, hopefully this will help us move forward in a more ordered fashion. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Rosemary Preston from the Oxford Fabian Society, and Tony Hadland. I'm sure you'll be back as chairman of the Oxfordshire Local History Association, and you can find out more at the websites. I insist that you go there. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Your time saver travel.
Let's get the latest with Alan Joyce. Slow on the Botley Road, Alan.